Night, Matt and Benji, Orphan Radio number 28.
What up?
We should have made this one number 27, but
I know, man.
We blew it. Tonight, all Dan Vapid.
Woo!
For those of you who don't know,
Dan Vapid of
a million bands, Screeching a million Weasel, great bands: Screeching Weasel, Riverdales, Methadones, The Mopes,
Sludgeworth.
And now his new band, Dan Vapid and the Cheats, is fucking...
Did you say The Mopes?
Yeah, I said The Mopes.
Okay.
Which is the first song we played, My Heart Won't Bleed For You by The Mopes. But Classic. We're going to do all Dan Vapid stuff all night, stuff he played on, and most of it is going to be stuff that he sang, but we'll probably throw a few in there.
Yeah, we got to bust a couple out.
Definitely. So, how about... do you want to do the first set?
Yeah, I'm going to start it out with...
What are you in the mood for?
Let's do Heart Out of Season.
Riverdales?
Riverdales.
All right, sounds good.
Sadness.
Okay, we're back. You played that set.
Yeah, started off with Heart Out of Season by the Riverdales. Teenage Freak Show, Screeching Weasel, off of My Brain Hurts.
Yes.
And The Mopes, Don't Know How to Say Goodbye.
Classics. You love that one.
I do. That whole record is so good. One time I almost had Vapid talked into doing another Mopes record.
Well, they did. Oh, another record.
Yeah.
Because I think they play every once in a while. Like, didn't they do that Insubordination Fest in Baltimore?
Yeah.
That'd be fun to go to.
Yeah. What was the first time you ever saw Danny Vapid play live?
It must have been that when the Riverdales opened up for Green Day, 95. Or
yeah, I was there.
95. Yeah, at Municipal Auditorium.
Yep.
We didn't know each other then. What about you? Outhouse?
Yeah, it was April of 93. Screeching Weasel and the Queers. Fucking, I was 17 years old. I've shown you that video, haven't I?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's pretty funny. Me up front. God.
Well, what do you think? Should I do another?
Yeah, why don't you start off the next set?
All right.
What do you want to do?
How about we start with Make Way by the Riverdales from Storm the Streets?
Sounds good.
All right.
Kids are on the move.
Make Way by the Riverdales, and then Just Like Cleopatra, Dan Vapid and the Cheats, his current band, and then Say Goodbye to Your Generation by the Methadones. We have a request block. My brother Mike wants to hear I Don't Want to Go to the Party Tonight.
Sweet.
By the Riverdales, and this is kind of his birthday episode, too.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
And then Andrew from Mean Jeans.
Sweet. What's
wants to hear Baby Baby Get Over Yourself, a Dan Vapid and the Cheat song.
Awesome.
Josh Behringer wants to hear Riverdale Stomp by the Riverdales, of course.
Sweet.
And then we got a request from Italy.
Dope.
Who? Mass from the Manges.
Oh, awesome.
Another awesome band.
Yeah, definitely.
He wants to hear Squeaky Clean by the Mopes.
Awesome.
So we'll do this four song request block and then come back.
All right, cool.
I don't wanna go to the party tonight. I'll stay at home, watch the runway lights. Cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. I know that everyone will be there, but this time I really don't care. Cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. I don't wanna go to the party tonight. Stay at home, watch the runway lights. Cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. I know that everyone will be there, but this time I really don't care. Cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. I know my ex-girlfriend will be there, kissing kids in front of me as if I care. I don't care. I don't wanna go to the party tonight. Don't wanna take for the disco lights. Cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. Johnny and Frank and the King will be there, but they will miss me, so I don't care. Cause I don't wanna go party tonight. I'm staying home, watch the runway lights, cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. I know that everyone will be there, but this time I really don't care, cause I don't wanna go to the party tonight. Bye.
You guys have a new album out. What have you been up to and what's going on?
We have a new album called Two, second album, released by us, our own record label called Torture Chamber Records. And it's been going well. It's been out since July 30th. The vinyl will be out September 3rd. Mm-hmm. We're taking pre-orders for that right now. So if you are interested, come look us up on Bandcamp or drop it on our Facebook page and, you know, for more info on that. And as far as for the rest of the year, just plugging away. Just going to be, doing some shows around the Midwest and hopefully we'll get out to Canada at some point, Toronto and London and even the East Coast, maybe by the end of the year, if not early next year. And so that's what we got in store for the rest of the year. I think that pretty much covers everything.
Yeah.
You
guys think you're going to make it down to Kansas City?
Yeah, probably eventually.
Cool.
There's no plans of that as of right now, but we have actually talked about Kansas City. Our bass player has some friends from there. Sister lives there, so... he keeps talking about that. I'm like, yeah, we'll make the rounds. We tend to do about 3-4 shows a month, just because the guys all work and I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to do this as much as we can. It averages out to be about 40 shows at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, not too bad. So like, what we do is we just kind of do like long weekends and stuff like that. So we would probably, if we came out to Kansas City, we'd likely come through St. Louis, maybe Springfield, to make a weekend out of it or something like that.
Right. So you guys just played some shows out on the West Coast. How was that?
Those are great. It was really, really cool to be out there again. I hadn't been out there since probably, I think like 2006 or something, 2007. Last time I was out there, we had played with the Queers. It had been a while. So it was really nice to be out there again. And, Scott from the Finales was really great to us and stayed with him and used their equipment while we're out there. So that ended up working out really, really great as well. So yeah, looking forward to going back there eventually again.
Cool. And it seems like the kind of music you play, and then there's some other bands that I could lump you in with, but it seems like you guys are a lot bigger in Europe than you are in the U.S. Do you find that too?
I would say probably Canada as well. I don't know about Vancouver necessarily, or like the west part of Canada, but definitely parts of Ontario and for North America. And then, when you go over to Europe, there's some spots like Italy and Spain and, England, we do pretty well, Holland. Overall, I would say, yeah, that's true. I mean, we tended, some of the best shows I've had in the last 5 years were not in Chicago. I feel like this town, my hometown, some of the cities in America. I don't know. I just think, maybe the style of music is just kind of not happening, for Americans right now.
Right.
Hopefully it'll come back. I think it will. I think everything is cyclical. I mean, there was one point, when garage rock came back and I didn't believe it, and it did. There were bands out of New York, and all of a sudden, garage rock was the next big thing. I never would have predicted that at all. I've seen a lot of stuff come and go. I've been playing music since 1987 pretty consistently, so I'm not really too fazed. I just kind of stick with what I like to do, try to give a different twist on it. I like a lot of different kinds of stuff, but it's still kind of, I guess, a pop punk at the end of the day, as people like to label it.
Right.
But there's a lot of influences that go into it. So, to me, it's just about having good songs. That's it. I don't really care about the genre. of what, you know, people listen to. Just write a good song first. That's right. What I'm interested in first and foremost. So,
going like way back, are there albums or bands that you were in that you're really particularly fond of?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there's good and bad with all of them. The only album that I really don't like, I would say, is the first Riverdale's album, but, you know, it sold really well. I know a lot of people really do like it, but I wasn't happy with it, and neither was Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just didn't come out like we had wanted it to. But, you know, there's a lot of other records I think, you know, were really great. You know, some was Screeching Weasel, I would say, would be, you know, My Brain Hurts, Anthem for Doom Tomorrow, probably my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
For the for the Riverdales, I would say Storm Streets are the last record that we did. Tarantula was my favorite. With the Methadones, it's probably Not Economically Viable, or the self-titled release, the very last one that we did.
Mm-hmm.
It was my favorite. And, you know, I even played in a side band called Noise by Numbers, and I really was pretty fond of the second record we did called Over Levitt. So, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, there's some stuff I really like. There's some stuff I, you know, I don't like, but, you know, I always have fun trying, I guess.
Right. Cool. Well, anything else you want to add?
Again, come to the Facebook page, you know, come check out the info on Bandcamp for our releases and you know, come see us live. We'll have, you know, tour dates posted and come see the band, you know.
Cool. Well, I hope
that's what I have to say. And all the info should be on the Facebook page.
Anyway, well, thanks a lot for taking the time, and I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, no problem. Thanks. Do you know?
Oh, oh, oh.
we're back again, we played that request set of four songs, and then I talked to Dan Vapid on the phone a little bit earlier and chit-chat a little bit. That was cool.
Yep.
And then we went right into Back to You by the Riverdales, and then a song off the brand new album. The album's called Two by Dan Vapid and the Cheats, and the song is A Long Way. That song is fucking good.
Yeah, what color vinyl did you order?
I ordered the blue.
I haven't ordered mine yet.
You gotta get on that.
I know, man. That's, I will. You know I will.
I know. That's the last song on the album, though, that A Long Way.
That's amazing. Can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Yeah. So, do you want to do another set?
Yeah, yeah. Let's start it off with another Mope song, of course. Mm-hmm. The World Don't Revolve Around You.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
that a take?
It is anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so we did World Don't Revolve Around You Anymore by the Mopes, and then we played a Sludgeworth song, which was Wasted Away. Sludgeworth, Danny Vapid sang in that band.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like, that was concurrent with Screeching Weasel?
I don't know the exact timeline.
I don't know. I think at some point it was.
Yeah,
though,
probably, because it was like 89, 90 or something like that.
Because the song after that, Teenage Slumber Party, on that Acton Chicago, they broke up after that, and it talks about all their new projects. And it, I think Sewer Cap, you know who that is?
Well, you told me earlier.
Yeah. Sewer Cap was going on to, I believe, start Sludgeworth. I can't remember. I haven't read it for a while. Write up. Anyways, so we played that song in Teenage Slumber Party, Screeching Weasel.
Yeah. I'm going to play one more set.
Okay, cool.
Should I? I want to play another song from the brand new album.
Sweet.
Cold and Rainy Days. Have you heard this yet?
No.
Okay, check this out.
Let's watch the sunrise. Everything's gonna be okay. You'll discover that you can recover from the one who slipped away. Throw your arms around the world. Go and find another girl. Leave behind these cold and rainy days. Let's watch the sunrise. Spreading that light at dawn. Stop your
sense to me. When you start talking, it makes no sense to me. Oh, can you see that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 3, and your funny little version of the present is so dumb. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. When you start walking, it makes no sense to me. Oh, can you your knees, but you didn't feel the minutes of society. Whoa, it makes no sense to me. Gosh, you're so funny. Try buying bubblegum. Oh, with Monopoly money. You gotta know a little US history. If you ever wanna hang around with me, whoa, it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me.
take it on, you love me. Love me the way I am. Why do you wanna change me? I just don't understand. You make me feel so helpless, like I'm not even a man. So take you on, you give my soul back to me. It's been raining in my head. Why do you wanna change me? I forget who I am. You make me feel like crying, crying, sticking my head in the sand. So we'll take you on, you give my soul back to me.
What'd you think of that new song?
Damn, dude.
Isn't that good?
I have to admit, that's probably as good, if not better, than anything he's ever done before.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get that record.
Cold and Rainy Days, that new Dan Bappin and the Cheats. That's off the new one. And then I played No Sense by the Riverdales. And then I played another Riverdale song, Soul Taker. And I think we're going to probably have to do a volume two, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
We just ran out of time. But we always end with a Ramones song, so should we do it again?
Yep, let's do it.
What do you want to hear?
Let's do Let's Dance off of Screeching Weasel Ramones.
All right. This is fun.
All right, let's do it.
We'll do volume two at some point.
Cool.
All right.
Hey, baby, will you take a chance? Tell the girl, let me have a dance. So let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance.